This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Surprise Stadium in Surprise, Arizona for Texas Rangers spring training. Brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. Also want to throw a shout out there for the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing. Same day service guaranteed. We're going to do a special combo platter right here in honor of Mike taking off. Give us a sports opinion, and then what will you miss the most or the least about Mike Bacsik? From the 817, it's not fun to watch Luka with the Lakers, and it's not fun to watch the Mavs without Luka. And then they said they're surely going to miss the random takes and off-topic comments that you have. From the 214, man, This is a really good one. I think Jim Nill will find a good replacement defenseman for the Stars on the trade market, and they will miss Mike doing deep analysis of the commercials for 105.3 The Fan sponsor. Man,
that is a good one.
He has lots of thoughts about our commercials.
I want to meet Big Lou, and I want to meet his second wife, who I think he's still married to. Because Big Lou is amazing to me.
Now, what do you think about Bluebell, though? Is it the first day?
It's the first day of the first grade, and you found a new best friend.
And your thoughts on Pepto-Bismol?
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Oh, man. And is there anything better than a fresh pair of Ray-Bans, a crisp white shirt?
That was the worst commercial, Mike. I'm sorry.
They gave me the stuff. It was for shaving.
I hated that
commercial.
We were commercial.
On nights at the time, right? We were still on nights.
Go get your shave on.
Okay.
Better than a fresh white shirt, crisp white t-shirt. And I don't know. I felt like I was like on that movie Grease.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you I just saw that for the first time last month?
Yeah, my wife makes every time my wife climbs up the attic ladder and she sees me, she starts singing.
In the attic? Wait, like you're just in the attic hiding and waiting? You're like,
I get the reference, but I don't get the reference because she starts singing about a Easy Rider or something. Mm-hmm. I've never seen Grease 2, but there's a part where she starts climbing upstairs and then stopping and dancing and doing this song. And so every time she's climbing up the attic stairs, she starts, and I look at her, she starts singing that song. And I'm like, I get it. It's Grease 2. I don't watch that movie.
You should.
So.
Should he?
There's a little inside information.
All right. Thank you.
No, but that being said, how often does she go into the attic?
Once a month, maybe. I don't know.
They've been married for a while, so not
as much. Well, if we go on a trip, we get the luggage out of the attic, and then when we come back on the trip and we get done with the luggage, we put the luggage back up in the attic.
Okay.
So that's one of the times she goes up there.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, I think you will think this is a fair critique. From the 214, the Stars are going to win the Stanley Cup and the Rangers are going to win the World Series.
I like it.
And they're going to miss Mike's great baseball takes. And they're not going to miss your Cowboys takes at all.
Facts. I totally get it. If you're a Cowboys fan and you're like, I am sick of your crap, Bacsik. That might be my boss.
Or me.
Or you. And Corey. Corey raised his hand too. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do than to be super sarcastic about an organization that isn't even trying to win anymore. Mm. They are America's team, and they went to 8 Super Bowls and won 5 out of the first 30. And then Jerry and his kids are like, who gives a crap about winning? What am I supposed to do about that? They were my team, too. And then they just decided to crap on all of us Dallas Cowboy fans and say, we want you to eat it and like it. Mm. Well, what am I supposed to do about that?
Don't forget, they were also in 15 of the first 30 NFC Championship games. From the 401, that's a true fact, by the way, Ashton Jeanty will be gone before the Cowboys pick. And they said, they're going to miss you, Mike, but hopefully we don't ever have to talk about card collecting again. Don't bet on it. I also love card collecting, and I know Corey and his kiddos are into it as well.
I'll say what's tough about that is there's so many athletes and let's say famous people getting into the card world in the last 5 years that it's just kind of part of the culture.
From the 817, the Mavericks will win the NBA championship this year, Mike. I love it. And they said, I will not miss you telling us how little you care about the Cowboys and now basketball.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Moses is going to save us again.
Oh, man. That's
Malone. Moses Malone.
It's Moses Brown.
No.
He saved us last night, right?
That, I guess that's true against a really, really terrible team. Corey, do you have a sports opinion on what you will miss the most or least about Mike Bacsik?
I got two sports opinions.
Oh.
One is new. I will not like it if the Washington Commanders trade for Deebo Samuel and acquire Deebo Samuel. But I also will like it because he will get injured and they will be like, we were relying on you. And he'll be like, I'm sorry. I just play physical and I got hurt. Sorry, guys. So that's one of them. The other one I'll save for later.
Ooh, okay.
The thing that I won't miss the most about Mike is if you've ever been up to the studio and at the end of whatever we do with you, if you're a guest or if you're a Tolo that's up there, we always like to take a picture with our big 105.3 The Fan sign.
Yes.
And at some point I learned I need to be on the opposite side of the picture from Mike because he's going to touch my butt at some point.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It might happen right now.
And he's
now.
Doing it right now.
And side butt.
That was my side. Yeah, side butt's a little bit different.
Also known as your leg.
He knows I don't wear underwear, and he's still like, you know what? I'm going to caress this thing. So that's the funny thing. But listen, seriously, I'm going to miss a lot of the fun that we get to have together, cracking with Kevin, but cracking on other things. When we're out here on these trips, Mike's funny. Last night, he almost killed Kevin in the car.
Dude, that was not funny.
I laughed so hard at that, and it was a hilarious thing for me because I saw it all happening. If his foot would have slipped, we're all dead. But
well, especially
because
he goes, the car's not in my name. And I was like, oh, it's in my name, Mike.
We wouldn't be dead. We'd just be hurt.
Hurt, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
probably. Okay,
did you have your seatbelt on?
Yes, I did.
I did not. I already taken mine off. Well, but I was in the back seat, so it's fine. Yeah.
From the 903, Lakers will win a championship before the Mavs, and the Mavs will be a bottom three team in 3 years, Mike. You're definitely going to be missed. Your humor and immature jokes and sarcasm are always on point, and we can relate to it.
Thank you so much. I would disagree always on point. There's plenty of misses. But, you know. You got to Antoine Walker at sometimes. Booby shake
that's
no matter
right.
what.
You
got
to throw him
that's
as far as you can.
Right. From the 214, Rangers will win the AL West by 10 games. Hell yeah.
And I hope so.
There's a lot I'm going to miss about Mike. I'm going to miss Mike helping me get hitched, but also I'll miss Mike going off on Jim Rome years ago when he was on G-Bag. That was legendary.
Oh, thank you. It's interesting because it's been 13 years full-time here.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. 15 years total.
Yeah.
October of 2011 is when I started.
Yeah.
And obviously, I haven't signed papers yet. So maybe, I think today's my last day.
You know, too, Kevin, when we were a night show, Mike always took part in our show. He would call in during like Rangers post game stuff. He'd call in, but he'd show up occasionally and be like, "I forgot my pants," and then he'd like,
"Do you guys remember that?"
Yes, I do remember that, Mike.
You're like,
"Getting in the pants off 10? You're like, "Check it out."
Yeah,
he would, a little dance.
I did the pictures. Captain Morgan. I went like this with just undies on. Remember, Kevin?
Yes, I do.
I went like this,
and it was. It makes me uncomfortable even now that you have pants on. But yes, and you were like, "Isn't this how it goes?" And you would be like, "Ugh," while you were stretching out.
We had a phone call with him while he was in Arizona, and we were like, "Mike, you're in the no shirt nine right now. Do you have your shirt off?" And he was like, "No, I don't, but I can do it right now." And he took his shirt off and sent us a picture on Twitter. So yeah. Mike's always, he always wanted to be part of this show.
Alec, do you have a sports opinion? And then what will you miss most or least about Mike?
Sports opinion, I think and I hope that it's going to be hard for the Cowboys to screw up this draft because a lot of their positional needs line up with the deepest parts of this draft in my mind. So I'm hoping that it's good, you know, it might not reflect to instant success this first season of Brian Schottenheimer's tenure as the head coach, but I think the draft is going to be fun for Cowboys fans because you're going to see some picks that you'll go like, "Huh, that makes sense. There we go." So I'm hoping for the best there. And as the combine's getting started and hearing some of the conversations on the morning show, I'm kind of getting amped up for the draft. So I'm excited for that just to see what they do. As for things I will or won't miss about Mike, there's going to be a lot, honestly. But I think I'm going to miss taking a load off, you know, on 1240s.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be so rough, stupid. Not having that. You know, I think the origin of that was one of my favorite segments ever. Like, if we're being
honest,
that's
the worst segment I've ever heard in my life.
I'm not as tenured as you guys. I'm in year six. I think out of that, that might be the best segment I've ever been a part of in my life.
That segment and the very first segment Corey and I ever did where we wrote down introduction and thought that was going to take up the first 11 minutes.
It was two.
Those were the worst two segments I've ever been a part of in my entire life.
Oh, man. I might try to find that article one last time.
One last
Please,
time.
Please, God, no.
Yes.
I mean, you kind of love it. You made a t-shirt for everybody.
I did that because I love you guys, not because I love that stupid segment.
And then what did we walk to the ballpark today in?
I did play. We did play that song.
Take a load off,
yes,
Annie.
Yes, we did. From the 817, I think eventually Steven's going to sell the team, and I'm going to miss Mike heckling the crap out of Kevin. You know what? Believe it or not, that's not even the number one thing that I'm going to be glad you're gone for. The number one thing I'm going to be glad that you're gone for is boundaries in the bathroom. Because,
oh my gosh,
if you walk into the bathroom and Mike knows it's you and he's pooping, he will be sure to be like, "Hey, Corey, how's it going? I'm just pooping here."
Yeah.
Like that. He does that all the freaking time.
If he knows you're in there, he's going to have a conversation with you and ask you how things are coming out. And, you know, do you need any help?
And then, like, one time he goes, "Don't worry, I'll be here for a little bit." And I'm just like, "No, no, I don't need to hear any of that."
You know, I've showered with a lot of my teammates and friends.
Wait, hold on. Are those...
Did you just say friends?
But was that still in the teammate era? This isn't like a post-baseball thing where you're still showering with your friends, is it?
Well, one.
Okay, that's fine.
But I haven't showered with you guys.
You're
That's one thing that we never got to do together,
and we never will.
That is
What if at one point they would have got us a place that was more like a locker room type of place, where that's where we'd have stayed, but the showers were just like there's just eight shower heads,
community showers,
but one shower, and then you just have to shower together.
I would have started tracking your sleeping schedule to know when I should take a shower to make sure that you're asleep.
Yes,
and you would have really thought there's no way I would have faked sleep. Sleeping.
Oh my god!
You would have
god.
Got in the shower, and then I would have just walked in and been like, "Looks like it's shower time."
That's very fair. From the 2-1,
it did take me a while to get used to showering with other guys.
Okay, that's good.
But once you get used to it, it's pretty cool.
from the 214. I think the Mavs can really make a playoff push if they get healthy. Don't you bail on me, Corey.
Don't you bail on me. Once you get used to it, it's
pretty cool. And I'll miss how much Mike professes his faith and love for Christ. That's nice. You do. And we've had a lot of religious-based conversations with multiple folks on the station.
Yeah.
Off air, sometimes, unfortunately, on air. Yeah.
From the 469, Stars are going to win the Stanley Cup, and I'll miss Mike's corny and sarcastic dad energy.
Okay.
There is some fun dad energy going on with Mike.
And we learned more about it in the last week or so, right? When he talked about the things that he plans out in his head that he thinks are just going to be the funniest things in the world. And people are like, yeah, I'm good. I didn't really think that was that great. From the 817, I think the Cowboys will only win 6 games next year, and I will miss Mike's passion and expertise when it comes to talking about baseball. And that's what you see a lot of people coming back to. A lot of people love the humor. A lot of people love the enthusiasm and the passion. And a lot of people love all of the baseball breakdowns. I think all of those are great, great answers.
Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Tolos. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed my time. And, you know, unfortunately, we have another hour and 40 minutes to go.
Hey! It's going to be great, Mike, so why don't you shut up? Okay. Coming up next.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, that was a lot of nice stuff to say about Mike.
Oh, that was the bad segment?
So how about we do the Mikester piece of the decade?
Oh, my God.
It is going to be the best, the worst, and
this is the KNC of the day, right?
Yeah.
That's not.
Oh, we had to move it for one of our surprise guests. Okay. The best and the worst and some of the, I still don't know what the hell that meant, ever, from Mike Bacsik, next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through The Fan. We're live in surprise for Texas Rangers spring training, but the breaking news we got for you that is actually related to football is Matthew Stafford will be back with the Rams. The Rams and Stafford reached an agreement today on a restructured deal that keeps him in Los Angeles. So like one of the things we talked about is lack of guaranteed money that was remaining on the contract. And so that's why he had gone out. And I think
that's smart.
It really was a
good... Go get your value from somebody else.
Yes,
and then we'll see if we can match that.
And the fact that he immediately found two teams that made the deal.
A good agent.
In the Raiders and the Giants. I could see how the Rams were like, whoa.
Yeah.
We didn't really think you were
going
to...
Especially the Rams going, hey, look, we hate draft picks anyway. So what are we going to do with
that's
those?
That's true. Except for this year. Yeah. But yes. So Matthew Stafford back in Los Angeles. And that's interesting because that was going to impact a lot of free agency stuff, whether it's with Sam Darnold or whoever, that was going to impact what some teams did in the draft. So Matthew Stafford, restructured deal, going back to the Rams. Also, quick sports note for you. I thought this was really cool. Did you guys know that the Brewers have a 17-year-old prospect named Jesus Made?
No.
No.
And that's his real name.
Is he from the United States?
It's not Jesus. That's a good question.
I know that obviously they're
maybe.
Isn't it? I've never understood this. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not. When Hispanic people will say Jesus, like that's their name, but it seems like American or English speaking people won't use the name Jesus. And I'm not saying one's right or one's wrong. I don't know. I've just always found that interesting that it is a common name. In Spanish-speaking countries, but not a common name in, let's say, English-speaking
countries. He is from the Dominican Republic. But, yeah, he's 17, and he's already making his way, and he's got a big name for himself. Not just because, like, he's a cool and unique name, but, like,
he plays for Milwaukee.
Yeah, he has been doing excellently.
Yeah.
All right, we got Mike Likes It coming up in just a little bit, but right now, I believe this could be the segment that most people have been waiting for. It is time for Mikester Piece of the Decade.
Wow.
Gentlemen, especially Mike. Yes. This is going to be fun.
How long did this take you?
A couple days. Wow. You know, just trying to think of, you know, with the help of our lovely video expert, Carter Freeman, who I just want to throw this out there. He is still back there watching old videos and laughing during the break. So that tells me there will be stuff that we miss, but we, you know, put the brain power together and we combined for what we think are some of the most iconic and some of our favorite moments of the famous Mike Bacsik throughout the past few years. So there will be some stuff we miss, but there's going to be some great stuff here as well. And it's fun because you guys have texted me some stuff and it's like, yep, already got that. I heard you mention one during the break that you wanted to hear. Well, guess what? I have that one too. So there's going to be a lot of great stuff here today. And I do want to start with that one that I believe you were talking about during the break. So there's a couple of great Mike Bacsik live reads that will forever be infamous to me because, you know, as Kevin likes to say, phrasing.
Don't forget about the Frisco location. It's at the McKinney Corridor for our Craig Ranch guys or the guys just passing through from McKinney and Allen. It's super easy to get in, get off. Well, I said that wrong. It's super easy to get on and off of 121 on the northeast corner of Independence and 121.
Man, I bet the calls to men's tee that day went through the roof. Yeah.
So yeah. There are times
they do help you
during
with that.
Mike's reads where, Kevin, we would be sitting there laughing about them. But there would also be times that I would get up to go to the restroom, and as I'm walking down the hallway, I just crumble to my knees in laughter that it just because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's happening right now. And that was one of them.
Yeah, that's I'm so glad that that was part of this because I know people are going to send in, oh, what about this one? What about this one? There are so freaking many great options.
There's a lot. And there's like, you know how every week I almost do subcategories for Masterpiece of the Week just for all of Bacsik's moments. There's almost categories of like there's some stuff that he might not have been the moment, but he created a moment because of the reaction that he got out of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot. He's good at impersonations, I've found out over the years as well. But speaking of moments that he kind of created, he got the best of Corey Majors here.
Anything can happen. We saw Mr. Bob Dabalina beat us, so...
That's Joshua Dobbs, I believe.
Who is Bob Double? Am I supposed to know that name? Was that supposed to be on the KNC bingo card today? Because I've never... Who is Bob Dabalina?
Mr. Dabalina.
And then he started singing the song, and I was like, I've still never heard the song.
Mr. Dabalina. Look, I don't know if we have time to play that again. I want to point out, Mike, you did a great job there, but I think it's Corey's response that takes this to one of my absolute favorite clips.
I'm so confused.
Anything can happen. We saw Mr. Bob Dabalina beat us, so...
That's Joshua Dobbs, I believe.
Who is Bob Double? Am I supposed to know that name? Was that supposed to be on the KNC bingo card today? Because I've never... Who is Bob Dabalina?
I just remember like in that moment, I was looking at my computer, and I kind of looked at you, and you didn't know, and I was like, can you Google this real quick? What is going on?
And then he goes, Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
And then I think the next day, we ended up playing the song, and I was like, what is happening?
Man, for the 817, God, Corey is so mad. The disdain in his voice. All right.
I did sound mad.
Man, I already think both of these are great. Okay.
There's something that Kevin's really good at that Mike has done sometimes. Just the way he reads something or he presents something just so perfectly that it sounds like it's something he actually did.
Man, I stole a Mercedes, and I got guns and drugs, too.
Congrats, Mike. It's a big day. It's a big day.
What are you going to do with the Mercedes and the guns and drugs?
It sounds like the triple play right there, huh?
It does.
You hit all of them in one.
It does. Good job. I don't know.
I don't remember what that was about, but hey, congrats.
You know, sometimes in the radio industry, it does get physical. Sometimes you pull a hamstring and you can hear Mike Bacsik screaming about it in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Just Mike Bacsik
has the potential.
Lay down and stretch.
It won't stop.
Lay down.
But you keep making noise. Go out the hall.
And he did man,
go out the hall. Get out of here.
You're so tired of
it. Man, I regret that. I had no sympathy for you in that situation. You know what I thought in that moment, Mike? Your injury is interrupting my broadcast, so leave. That was a selfish thing that I said. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I think the best part is he actually did go in the hall, and I'm pretty sure Carter made it into a social media video,
oh,
too.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Just stretching. So good. Let's see. We got a lot of stuff here. This one is actually two parts. This is one of my favorite Mike Bacsik jokes ever. So there was the moment it happened, but the next day when we replayed it, I think was even better. So here is the origin of one of the best stories or one of the best jokes that Mike has ever told.
Digging like holes. Pool,
like digging pools up and stuff. I love to watch
like
those.
Like making
kind of
a pool hole?
Yeah, okay. Like as people start to dig holes to create the pool, the art of making the pool setup is when Sean was posting all those pictures of this stuff, I was totally into that. Pause. But my dad restores furniture. This is one of the things that he does.
Oh, okay.
He
should train you.
And shouldn't Albert get into this?
Who's Albert?
Like the name of his company. Albert Pool Holes.
So there's the origin.
By the way, you can if you listen to that clip.
He was so excited.
You could hear the moment where Mike created that joke in his head, and he was like, "Hey, Corey, stop talking, so I can tell my amazing joke."
When is Corey going to get done? I have this. I got it.
And then what I think was even better was Masterpiece of the Week was the next day, so I replayed it. But this moment was created by replaying that.
Sean got a pool built into his
back. And he should have a pool company. Albert Pools! I did it again! It fit on back-to-back shows! Oh my god! And you know what you can fill your pools with? Mike Trout!
Oh my god! Mike is never. That might be Mike's proudest moment of broadcast. Mike Trout! And then I think Corey goes or Tim Salmon, and then he was like,
That's how you do radio, amateurs.
Thank you, Mike, for that.
When they send me to UNT and they're like, show me how to do radio. Alec, can you send me that clip?
Yes, like, I absolutely will.
From the 817, no one thought that was funnier than Mike. And I will tell you, you've just zeroed in on the bulk of Mike's humor. Yeah. Nobody thinks Mike is funnier than Mike.
Yeah. You got to believe in yourself.
That's true.
Be the ball. Throw yourself.
Well, sometimes we learn about the dreams and fantasies of Mike Bacsik.
You put, you know, for me, 25 young guys somewhere between 20 and 32 years old in the same room for 7 months, 10 hours a day.
Spring training.
Yeah.
Nobody thought you were talking about spring training.
And then if you combo that thing earlier with when he talked about showering with all of the men, that's
pretty cool.
That's some fun times right there.
It's only 8 shower heads and 32 of us.
Oh, my God.
You got to take turns.
Yeah, I get you.
Or team up.
Yeah.
4 at a time.
No, what? That's, no. I guess
maybe
if you were talking about
4 shower heads open.
Yeah.
Man, all right. That took a turn that I did not expect.
Here goes the measuring of the runner's lane. Let's make that really complicated. Yeah, that's a bigger guy with bigger feet today.
Back to you, Al.
All right, thanks, Mike. Sometimes Mike just calls it how it is.
We'll be auctioning off at Pizza-thon. At Pizza.
You did it! You said it! You're an idiot.
God! Golly!
I don't know why I love that so much.
You're an idiot.
It's like the 3-second pause. You're an idiot.
So good. Oh, thanks, Mike.
One of these days, I'm going to get you guys pizza thongs.
Oh, you said you were. You almost had.
I did.
Order
I looked.
For this week.
I looked for, to order, but it was. They don't sell them on Amazon.
That's a shame.
Only special stores.
Oh, that is a shame.
You know, this moment was only created because Kevin and Corey, along with Sean and RJ, took off for a holiday. This involves me. This was during Crosstalk. I was on the morning show with the 3-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold. I was hosting. And it was Reggie and Mike who were in for the KNC Masterpiece because that formulation, they were the KNC Masterpiece. And Mike was trying to make a great point. I remember this conversation. It was a great basketball discussion, I do believe. And You might have forgot who I am.
It's not just me, mm-hmm. or it's not just Reggie or Bobby or, who knows?
Alec Medford.
Alec. Sorry, yeah. Alec.
It was Bobby, I lied, not CA, but yeah.
You forgot his
name? He looked right at you and just
he's like
and,
I got,
yep.
Oh, I got crap. Nothing.
It was early on.
Phil.
names are tough for me.
This is
to
the
remember.
Part where he's going to tell you that he says his son's names interchangeably.
I can see how he would be like, yeah, his name's Phil because he's filling in today.
Yeah.
I have been with you guys for a long time. I still will forget your names.
That is true.
Like, I'm like, oh, crap.
Well, you know what makes it even better, Mike, is I think this was around the holiday season. So I think a little bit before this, I hosted a show with you and Derek Holland. And you even renamed the show to the Damn Masterpiece, DAM, because we had Derek, Alec, and Mike.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, so that made it even better to me. But there was a dark time, not just in radio, but in the world. Mm. COVID. But some great moments were born in Mike Bassick's pantry.
I hope you get to what I think might be my favorite bit from Mike.
Well, we'll see if this is what it is.
If Anthony Davis next round against the Houston Rockets, or I guess Oklahoma City, because that's tied at two, if he says, you know what, I got to sit out two of these seven games, Lakers, you pick, that's going to be tough for him to beat the Houston Rockets. And then if they go on to play the Clippers, he said, glad we won, I got to sit out two of these seven games against the Clippers. They're not making it past the Clippers. I don't know why if Michael Jordan and LeBron struggle with it with their second best player, you guys are going to tell me Luka can do it.
Michael Jordan won his championships. With this guy.
Pippen played all the games!
I think he did that last part on purpose.
It was, if you could just back that up a little bit, it's the confused and angry sounds that happen.
You guys are going to tell me Luka can do it.
Michael Jordan won his championships.
Pippen played all the games!
That's me wanting to cuss.
For sure. For
And I'm
sure.
like, don't cuss. But I can do it today.
No, please don't.
I'd rather you not. That makes my job difficult.
I can cuss twice in a segment.
Okay, but please don't.
Well, you know, what he might do is he might challenge somebody to approach his house.
They have a back-to-school special going on right now. As I like to say, just try to rob our house. Please don't. If you're really good at it, please don't. You'll probably figure out a way. But, hey, you can secure your home or your business. You'll be caught on camera, at least, I think. But you get this in the back-to-school special from DFW Security. You'll get the touchscreen smart hub with smart security, two outdoor cameras, and a doorbell camera with video analytics, plus a smart door lock. All of those things. Good luck, robbers.
So,
how did they drop me? DFW Security, guy, if you're listening right now, how did you drop me and keep Sean?
I think
you tell me what's more memorable, Sean reading the script correctly or that?
It's probably when you go, unless you're really good at it, then you'll probably get away with it.
Robbers do get away with it. They know how to beat DFW Security or any security. We watched so many movies about it. What about the Big 12?
Just try to rob our house. What? The Big 12?
Those people in Vegas with George Clooney. What's that called? The
Ocean's 11?
Yeah, Ocean's I knew 8. It was something like that.
Jeez. Oh, man. Sometimes we get into we get into certain segments where you just got to release some energy, and this one was very topical for Mike.
The relationship wasn't
you
one
take
of
her
the,
to scream practice?
The great, you know, it's yell practice, and
yeah, it is.
That is more prevalent in the fall as opposed to. And also, people are sending in other ways.
What? Is that how y'all yell?
Time to make out. And then they turn the lights out, and then you make out. If you've ever missed the College Station, yeah. If you've ever missed the College Station
experience.
This time
we're going to count to five.
That's
1, 2, 3.
Don't do it yet.
4, 5.
Scream practice.
And that was another thing that we had no idea you were just going to randomly yell out.
God, I'm good.
Oh, man. I've got so much here.
Right, the 817. I'm a rideshare driver, and I just scared the hell out of my rider, screaming, laughing at Mike. Yep.
You can rapid fire some of them if you need to.
Yeah, just keep going fast.
All right. This is probably one of the most famous ones. Of course, you got to listen very closely.
And let's be honest here. Eric's not 35 years old, and I don't know that I communicated this with him a ton, maybe once or twice. I know that he thought it, I know Matt thought it, and I know I thought it. It killed me.
Sounds made up that I really did that.
That was the night that the Rangers won the World Series. And like we all impromptu rushed up to the station. And Jared is giving this like really heartfelt tribute to Eric Nadel. And Mike is opening half price Halloween candy and popcorn bags and just
I was like, Mike, your microphone is on.
He just looked at me and just shrugged his shoulders. And he goes, I'm not talking right now. It's not my turn to talk.
See, the only justice in this world is if Mike gets emotional in the last hour, Jared just comes in and starts opening things.
Oh, Jared's over there getting ready for the game. Go Cubbies.
Bro, I was from the 214. Bro, I was listening to that live, and I was like, who the hell is crumbling a bag of chips out there?
Oh, man. There's a couple more I need to play. I see Tejano Boy in the YouTube asked for this one, and I actually have it, so here you go.
There's a dude from Greece that's a freak.
Yeah, he just won a championship in America.
Yeah.
That is true.
The greatest.
It'd be really weird, though, if you're called the Greek pervert. It would be.
I still think that's as funny now. And he was like, oh, now the ball goes to the Greek pervert who dunks it.
Another word for freak, Corey.
Send him.
Oh, let's see. There's another live read spot that's pretty quick that's fun to listen to.
For 29 years. So you know, it will be done right.
Frog in the throat. You got to get it out.
You have a cough button.
Yeah. Not during a live.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Just push it like this. You're all talking, and all of a sudden.
You did not.
I pushed
the button. Wrong.
Corey just gave you an example of literally what already happened. Yeah. So now I think Corey, Mike is vindicated.
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. And
so I don't know how to do that. It doesn't matter.
Peyton played this one earlier, but I have to play it. His impersonation of Bobby Belt might be spot on.
Well, this is Bobby Belton, and let's talk about CeeDee Lamb and all the things that he's doing, and then I'm going to get him on the Las Vegas Super Bowl. If you guys stop talking bad about him, then maybe we'll get him in the Super Bowl.
It's so accurate.
From I don't know if this is doable or if some of these clips can be put up, but if you guys can post a highlight reel of any of these on social media, that would be amazing. I would love that. They've already put a lot of work into this. So, you know what? Give us some more, Alec. This is fun.
Okay, let's see.
We'll make it quick because then we got to get to Mike's segment, I know.
It's okay.
Here's a great question. How much does crack cost, I guess?
All right. We got to go to break. Text in how much crack cost on the street.
And I like that you threw in on the street.
Not at the house.
Yeah. Well, not like at your local grocery store or something. That's like the official price.
Yeah. Where are your cookies and where's the crack?
Yeah. What aisle is the crack on? Yeah.
Those are in no way related to this one.
Here I am. Look at my boobies. Yeah, I know you got fat ones because you keep eating yourself out of shape.
Is that about one of the Antoine Walker?
I think so, because he's the booby shaker.
Okay, can you give us two more?
I can do two more. Okay. Let's see. I have...
From the 214, while you think, guys, I'm at the gym with headphones on, and people are staring at me because I'm laughing so hard.
Good.
What a great nod to Mikey from the 530. I'm dying laughing.
Let's see. English is hard for Bassick sometimes.
Left tackle, Josh starts with a Y. Nijman? Nijman.
Just let it happen.
How would you pronounce N-I-J? Go. Nijman? Nice man.
He told us to go and he kept on.
How could you have seen that name and thought, I can pronounce this?
That one part, though, Kevin, I think that was the moment you learned. I was like, no, just let it happen.
I did.
Like, let him keep going. He'll keep talking. Yeah. So you just listen.
I was hoping you guys would, like, give me a thumbs up or, like, you've done it.
We didn't help at all.
No, but that was the fun.
I think this is a good one to wrap it up on.
Here's my boobs, Van Halen!
All right. That was amazing. I just want to say, Pippen, Bob Dabalina, the men's tee, the Pujols and Trout, and then go ahead, try to rob our house. Those five are incredible, and you can hear us like laughing in the background of that commercial, and that was amazing. Great job, Alec. Great job, Carter, for putting that all together. And right now... it's time for Mike Likes It.
Kevin's already rolled his eyes because
son of a bitch.
It wouldn't be a proper end to Mike Likes It without taking a load off.
Oh, yes.
And Kevin, I want you to take a deep breath. He just did. Now I want you to take that load off and put it right on me.
Please, all right? God,
that's
don't.
That's the
phrasing.
Lyric to the song.
Phrasing.
It's exactly how the song is.
Yeah. Take a load off, Annie.
Take a load for free.
Take a load off, Annie. And
put the load right on me.
Put the load right on me.
All right.
Okay.
So I go to Women's Health.
Oh, my God.
Women, right?
.com?
Yeah. womenshealthmag.com/life/A281101
No, stop it. Stop saying all those numbers.
Okay. You know how women letters. Are.
Yes, I know, PJ.
Thanks, PJ.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Deep breath. Just relax.
Okay.
If you got to choose your name, what would your name be?
That's a real conversation starting question.
And why?
And why?
And why, Kevin?
Yeah, tell him.
What's your new name? And why?
I'm going to keep my same name. Who cares?
Kevin doesn't like taking a load off with me. Corey,
yeah.
You've enjoyed taking a load off with me.
Mm-hmm.
Change your name. If you could name yourself, what would it be and why?
Jack MacGyver.
Yeah. Jack, for some reason, my middle name's the letter J, but it didn't stand for anything. So I always went with, like, Jack. I was like, Jack. I always just thought that was a good one. That's my alter ego.
Thanks for playing along.
Yep.
Let's take another load off here,
back
Kevin.
To you,
I don't know
Kevin.
Why you're looking at me thinking I'm going to answer this question.
What do you think of parrots?
The bird?
Yeah. What up? What else?
Parrot heads.
See, I thought what you were going to do is I was going to go, you know what, Mike? They're great. And you were going to be like, they are great. And you're just going to repeat everything that I said.
I didn't think of that, but that's a good one to do. Yeah. You said it already, so I can't copy. Would you like to teach a parrot what to say?
No.
If you could teach it, I would definitely like to teach it some bad words.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, or some phrases around the, like...
Would you teach it Pippin played all the games?
Yes. Yeah.
Rock, a Pippin bunch of the mic drops.
A robber breaks into the house, and it's like, good luck robbing us,
bruh! It's a pretty good parrot.
Kevin, I'm going to try to take another load off for you.
I don't know if...
Tolos, you can text in your answers to these load-off questions. What's a one item that you can't live without, Kevin?
Oh, man.
You
toilet
can't
paper.
Live without this item. It can't be your lover. That's not an item. That's a person.
He doesn't even call her his lover.
That's true.
Certain times you do.
Oh, my God.
In his mind or, like, out loud?
I guess my cell phone?
Wow.
Okay.
My cell phone.
That's a good answer.
You said, and not Noah?
Right. You can't, okay, it's an right. item.
All
right,
Noah's not an item.
Huh?
Noah's not an item.
Okay. All right. Toilet paper. I feel like toilet paper is essential. I guess if I had a bidet, though.
Yeah. Or
I'd be
shower.
Right there. Well, yeah. Water.
Okay.
You need water to survive.
Better answer.
Thank you.
He's going to live.
Yeah.
You're going to die on your phone.
The phone in your hand.
Yeah, your phone's going to die. You didn't even say a charger.
Yeah. Texting people, bring water, please.
Yeah, you got like 7 hours worth of your phone, and then it's over.
Hey, by the way, though. If you ever get lost, Kevin, in like the wilderness, change your voicemail so that when people call you, say, I'm here. I'm in this area because your phone's going to die.
That's a great idea.
So change your voicemail to say like whatever it is so that when they're like, oh, he's there.
My last take a load off question ever. Kevin,
mm-hmm.
when you're making love to your wife.
This cannot be on the list.
What do you think, Ruben? You think this is a good start to a question?
Yes.
So Ruben thinks it's a good start to a question.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes are open.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also talk?
Sometimes.
And what's the thing you like saying the most when your eyes are open?
Nope.
You say nope. Oh, that's so.
Stop what, doing that. What is that's Jess what it sounds
doing?
Like.
What is Jess doing to you that you have to say nope to?
That is not what I meant.
Nope.
Stop laughing, Ruben, you jerk.
Nope. That is.
Yes, too.
Yeah.
Nope. Multiple times, too.
That is not meant.
Talk sometimes.
Nope.
From
nope.
the
gosh.
From the 214. Guys, I needed this so bad. My mother-in-law, they're just going to laugh over this. They'll feel bad. My mother-in-law will be seeing Jesus soon. This is the most I've laughed all week. Thank you so much, Mike, Kevin, and Corey. And then from the 806, with Mike leaving, will y'all be changing the name of the show or keeping it as Mike and K&C and the Masterpiece?
That was an amazing
morning. I don't know if you can find that commercial,
amazing.
Alec, but that's another amazing bit right there. How did this segment go, Mike? Did you like it?
I love this segment. Okay. I would like for more people, even though I'm not going to be here anymore. Hey, did you know we didn't do any commercials during those two segments?
That's true.
So the why don't you listen?
We're the K&C Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and special guest number 3. Next on the Fan.